The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. At least one of us got our poker on today. And a little bit of basketball to talk about. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, better known as AJ Penitentiary Hoffman today, apparently. John Lee, the Bleeping Master, back in studio, and it is Voldemort keeping us on air out here at Prime Social, which is a terrific poker club. If you wish to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can text the show. You know the number for that. Jump on in. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. Ton of stuff to get to. And we're having a blast. We're out here at Prime Social. AJ played in the tournament. And I think got threatened from what I hear.
I don't think I was threatened per se. But I was definitely, I don't know what I would call it, honestly. It was a weird situation where a guy was like, there was a guy at the table who it was talking to everyone in a, what I would consider a rude manner.
Okay.
Including this old-ass man that was sitting next to me. And I eventually let it go for a while, and then I was like, one day somebody's going to whoop your ass. And he said, I did 10 years in the penitentiary and nobody whooped my ass. You know why? I'm willing to go back to the penitentiary. And I said, okay. And then he started saying something about making my mom sad and making my T-shirt red. And it was a really awkward moment at the table, and there were some other players there who tried to calm the situation, which, I mean, I just thought it was weird. I didn't get worked up over it. You can't argue with crazy.
No.
Like, there's no point in trying. So I just said, oh, okay. And he said, you and I live different lives. I'm willing to go to prison. You're scared to go to prison. I was like, well, you're right about that. Like, I don't want to go to prison. That's not for me. So, I don't know. I guess we decided to call it even there and just say, okay, we'll just agree.
I would just say, you know what, silly me, I kind of want to play poker.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I'm here. Got no real interest in prison. Yeah, there was another little shouting match earlier, too. Somebody got really mad. So, I don't get that because, well, I get it because I used to be a jerk at the table. But I've kind of gotten now where if it's somebody like that, I just ignore them or I'd put headphones on. I don't, I'm too old to care.
Yeah.
I guess. But there was a time when I'd be the jerk at the table too, especially if I lost a hand that I didn't think I should lose. I didn't handle that well, but, you know, I'm old now. I'm an old. And he probably would have been telling me I didn't have long to live.
Yeah, maybe. So whatever. I survived the day. I'm still alive.
Well, you're alive, but not in the tournament.
Right. Yeah. But that's secondary.
Yeah. And the tournament's still going on. So, once again, there's no way we'd have been able to finish it.
Nope.
Which is frustrating. But we're going to work on that. But it looks like we're going to be out here again several more times, which I'm excited about. So, come on out. It's a really cool place. Have to say the staff here is terrific. And as far as scenery goes, the young ladies who work here, I got to say, extremely strong.
They're professional. Quit it.
Extremely strong. I mean, some people like to look. It's just like going and looking at art, AJ.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great art running around here. I'll just say that. And right now, they got all kinds of good cash games going, bunch of tables. So come on out. It's a $10 membership. And then you pay a seat rental fee. And perfectly legal. Really nice place right next to Molina's on Westheimer. So if you just got in the car and you're looking for something to do, this is your place.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk a little.
Talk a little tournament?
Yeah.
All right. Where should we begin? I guess start at the beginning. I had an okay. I ended up having an okay night. I bet all four games and all four totals.
Okay. That's an active evening for you.
It was an active evening for me. I went 6-2.
Okay. That's a positive.
But on top of that 6-2, I also lost another bet because remember I told you I did a Kentucky Villanova money line parlay.
Yeah.
That was plus 100, so that's gone. So that I'll say that's 6-3 now. And then I lost two of my three remaining futures bets, so that feels like two more losses. So
yeah.
It ends up being a 6-5 night, which, I mean, it's better than 5-6, but not much.
Yeah, but when you make those future bets, you're kind of counting on them being gone when you make them.
Yeah, you're right. But it leaves me down to one team left with a futures bet. And I don't feel particularly great about Purdue's chances. But, yeah, that was Aggie, 85-1, gone.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't have to sweat that one. Remember I was joking when it was 2-0 about, it's a shame they're never coming back from this?
Yeah.
They didn't.
I knew that was going to go poorly. But, I mean, and that's why I bet Michigan last night. But I didn't know it would go quite that poorly for Aggie. It was a beheading, basically. Yeah, I went 4-0 on the two early games. I had the over and Michigan, and then I had Loyola and the under. And then I hit the totals on both late games, the unders on both, and then but it did not have as much luck with Kentucky and Gonzaga. So my card is much more limited tonight. I've got one side and one total.
Okay.
And I'm just I'll be cheering for Purdue for my last remaining futures bet. But I'm on tonight. I'll have Villanova. I have a Villanova minus 5, and I have a Syracuse Duke under 133.5.
Okay.
I don't know how Syracuse is going to score points.
Yeah, I had one hockey play last night. It was over in Edmonton, Ottawa, and the number was 6, and they scored 8 combined goals. So
there
that was that. I'm not good at math, but I think that was a victory. So I don't have anything tonight that I feel particularly good about. So probably won't be playing. I might go ahead and punch a ticket on Buffalo Montreal over 5.5. Especially these teams that have quit now, they're not really playing any defense. So you're seeing a lot of 7-6 games and things like that. So I might play that one, but that'll be my only play if there's anything tonight.
All right.
So I did win my little – I guess I'll talk about this later when I talk about draft.com, but I did a little NHL – one night draft last night.
Uh-huh.
I crushed everybody in that.
Nice.
It was a 3-person deal. And you draft 5 players. And I had like Connor McDavid, and I had the Washington goalie who had a shutout. And it wasn't even close. I like doubled their totals. So that was fun.
Well, good for you. You also got a shutout in our fantasy league.
Yeah, and we're tied now going into the weekend. Pretty much the categories I'm ahead in, you can't catch me except for one. The categories you're ahead in, I can't catch you except for maybe one.
Yeah, it's gonna be gonna be a close finish.
It's going to come down to the wire. It's 5-5 right now.
Yep.
But yeah, at least one of us is going to actually win this league finally.
I realized looking back at the week and what could have been, the goalie that I set on Monday when I had three goalies to choose. Actually, I have 4 goalies to choose from. One of the ones I set, he gave up 1 goal and had 44 saves.
Wow.
And I left him on the bench while 2 of my other guys played like bums.
Yeah, and one of your guys who it looked like – and I would have done the same thing. I would have started him against Detroit, who had lost 10 in
a
row. And he got run.
Yep.
And my guy started for Detroit and actually got the win.
But, crazy.
It's kind of fun, though, that one of us is going to actually win this thing for a change. So I'm – because we've been doing this league for 9 years, and neither one of us has ever won it.
No.
And
I think I've gotten second place a couple times.
And I've had the last 2 years, I think I've had – I was the best team in the regular season and had lost in the first round of the playoffs. And this year I was third best, I think. And you were fifth. And neither one of us really had our best team. And look who's playing for the championship.
Yep.
It's amazing how that
works.
I'll
probably finish second again. That's my move. It's just like a stupid fantasy baseball league.
I've handicapped it. And I like your chances.
I'm a master bridesmaid.
But we'll see. And what also sucks is Austin Matthews got activated last night, and I didn't know it until the game started.
Oh.
So I missed a goal from him. Not that it matters. I can't catch you in goals, I don't think. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Come on out here and see us at Prime. And, man, if you have not been out here yet, this place is really cool. We got a lot of they're giving stuff away over at the table, so go see the promo people. And, I think they gave away the cool Prime hats. They were too small for me. That was too bad. They had some really cool hats. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social. Their line's still alive over there. See him looking miserable.
He tripled up earlier. He had pocket aces.
Yeah, we were standing there when he did that.
Guy called him with kings, and then another guy called him with raggedy-ass cards, because when you've got that bounty on you, everybody wants that hundo.
Yeah.
And so Lance got a little triple-up action there.
But he's looking miserable right now.
What's his stack looking like?
I can't really see it from here. We'll have to have Voldemort.
Is his stack looking as miserable as him?
Yeah.
It's pretty miserable, too. That's probably why.
Yeah.
33.90. To first place.
Yeah, and the blinds are up there now, too. It's 5,000, 10,000.
Yep.
So, you need to be sitting on a couple hundred thousand here to have a chance. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, they're paying top seven. 3,390 for first and 791 for seventh.
Not bad.
That's not bad for an
last week, everybody in the money split. Yeah. Like once they got to the money, everybody
they
just chopped
it, and they all walked out with $1,600.
Not a bad deal.
No, and that's a pretty good tournament for a Friday afternoon. And they've got 1-3 No Limit going. They've got some 5-5 Omaha going. So there's all kinds of games here you can come and check out. But I like this place, man. I have to say, and really cool people. I wanted to play the tournament today, and I got a text from Chris, who works here, who's a friend of mine, and said, get your butts out here. We'll put bounties on you. And so you were able to get out here much sooner than I was. So.
I don't think I got here much sooner than you.
Well, you weren't seated yet. I just, at that point, I was kind of like, I was going to get out here, see how many people were playing, and see if there was any chance of it being over.
Right.
59 people.
Yeah.
So, another big tournament, which is good, man. That's good to see. I've seen a lot of Blitzers out here that I've been chatting with throughout the day. So hopefully Blitzers will take home money. That's what we're rooting for. We don't want Raheel and Dell fans to take home money. We want Blitzers.
Exactly.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, remember we were talking about that Karen McDougal chick that Trump was hitting?
Yeah.
Apparently she did an interview on CNN. You got it?
Yeah, I got a portion of it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear where she apologizes to Melania.
She doesn't apologize in the clip, but she explains how her and Donald met and when they slept together.
Was it just once or was it ongoing?
Oh, it was ongoing. It was like multiple times a week, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, here we go.
I met Donald when they were filming The Celebrity Apprentice at the Playboy Mansion. They were filming there, and I was hired as one of the playmates to work at the pool party scene. It was quite fun, actually.
Tell me about your first date.
Our first date, I was told we were going to go to the Beverly Hills Hotel for dinner. So he had told me that Keith, his bodyguard, was going to pick me up at a certain time, and he did. And then we were driving over to the Beverly Hills Hotel, and Keith drove around to the back, and he said, we have to get out here because we don't want to walk through the hotel. And at that minute, I'm like thinking to myself, are we going to a room? Because I thought we were having dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
In the actual restaurant.
Right. Well, we did have dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel, but in his bungalow instead. We had dinner there for a few hours. We talked for a few hours. We had a great time. We were getting to know each other. We were talking about his birthday. And then as the night ended, we were intimate. After we had been intimate, he tried to pay me. And I actually didn't know how to take that.
Did he actually try to hand you money?
He did. He did. And I said, I mean, I just had this look of, I don't know, just, I don't even know how to describe it. The look on my face must have been so sad because I had never been offered money like that before, number one. But number two, I thought, does he think that I'm in this for money or why I'm here tonight? Or is this a normal thing? I didn't know. But I looked at him and I said, that's not me. I'm not that kind of girl. And he said, oh, and he said, you're really special. And I was like, thank you. So I left. I actually got into the car for Keith to take me home, and I started crying. I was really sad, and it really hurt me. Did I see him quite a few times, quite a bit? Absolutely. We spent a lot of time together.
Were you attracted to him?
I was attracted to him, yeah. He's a nice-looking man, and, you know, I liked his charisma. I think I love, you know, great posture. He's got great posture, and he was nice.
So the sex was consensual?
It was consensual, yes.
I got to work on my posture, I guess, huh?
Well, like, I got to know what year this was because, like, there was a time when I'd listen to an argument that Donald Trump was a pretty decent-looking dude.
Okay.
I mean, if this was 5 years ago, I'm going to go no.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm guessing it's closer to 10 would be my guess. But
I mean, I guess when you've got
2007 is when she broke it off. So yeah,
okay. So it was about 11 years ago. I don't know.
And it's funny because this story makes it sound like it was unwanted advances. No,
I'm seeing a picture of him in 2007. He looked pretty much like he looks now.
Oh really?
So that's weird that she thought he was hot.
She still looks pretty good. I don't know if you.
I haven't Googled her yet. I've Googled Donald Trump 2007.
Yeah.
But not Kieran McDougal.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does still look really
she
good.
She looks really good. And I just have to say, though, after listening to her talk, she went from like a 9 to like a 4.5 for me.
Man.
That she's not that interesting. I mean, if you could hang out with her and not have to talk, that would be awesome. But
I like how she's apologizing to Melania.
Yeah. Be like, no.
I don't think Melania's trying to hear that.
Yeah. For one thing, I don't think she's Melania's probably down with this, so I mean, she's got to know, right?
I'm pretty sure Melania doesn't like the idea that everyone knows about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty sure she'd be down with it as long as it was secret.
I don't think she'd be down with it. I think that she probably expected that it was likely happening, but probably it's one of those things where it's like, if I find out about it, it's going to be bad news.
Yeah. It's like, you can do it, just
I'm
I don't want to know
I'm not
it.
Searching, but if I find out about it, it's going to be bad news.
Yeah.
Well, that's my guess.
I bet she's Google searching now.
Oh, yeah. She can't be happy. And, like, God, and I think the best part was Kieran McDougal was saying, like, she thought she was the only one, and so they weren't using rubbers, and then it turns out that, like, he was sleeping with porn stars with no rubbers, too. It's like, Donald Trump's just like he's against condoms altogether. Doesn't care who he's going with.
Okay, I'm pro condom. If you're married and
if you're getting around it, I mean,
if you're hitting something that's not your wife, you need to be wearing a condom.
Oh, really? Okay, that's the hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how hot she is.
Okay. So if you were in a room with Kieran McDougal, if you were in Donald Trump's shoes, and you didn't have a condom with you, you would have passed?
We'd have done other things.
Okay. Well, I see your move.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But I would think at a minimum, the I don't know what the rule should be on condom usage. I sort of lean to where you lean.
Better to be safe.
You should wear a condom if you're sleeping with someone you've just met or don't know. That's usually like that's the move.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you're bringing a playmate over. I'm going to have a box there. I'm going to have a box
by
the bed.
There, yeah.
Just because you're kind of thinking. Yeah. Now, of course, I don't have that kind of game. I don't have
right.
that Donald Trump game where I can just have my security guy go pick up a playmate and bring her to my place.
Right.
And then, you know, take her to Pound Town. Or she called it being intimate.
David says, I can't get through the call line, but I have a plus 12,000 Florida State futures ticket. Is it time to hedge? I would say absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that the Michigan game should be good. I haven't dug all the way into it. I'm probably leaning Michigan in that game. But it's a close enough game that, yeah, I especially a ticket that big, I'd start looking to hedge a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on how much you're invested to get that. But I'm guessing it's not a dollar.
I mean, my guess is it's $100. That's what I just – my top of the head guess.
Even 50, that's a nice number. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's time to hedge. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So is there
– Then again, I would have said the time to hedge was last night.
Yeah. Probably so. But, I mean, I don't know how that game's going to go. I have no feel for that one. But was there anybody that – I know you've been saying all along it's going to be Duke or Villanova. Was there anybody you saw last night that makes you think, well, maybe?
No.
Nobody not even Michigan?
No. On the floor with Villanova or Duke, no. I actually like Loyola, though. I think Loyola's going to go to the Final Four, which I think is
that
pretty
would be
awesome.
Cool. That would be kind of cool.
And in all honesty – I mean, just looking at that side of things, it's not unreasonable to think they can make the title game. I mean, they've played a lot of close games, but, I mean, that's just kind of their style is they limit possessions and make it an ugly game. If they can do that the right way, I don't know. It doesn't seem unrealistic, but I still think Duke or Villanova. I mean, those are the two most talented teams left by far. And last night – It like probably the next two that I would have said, if I were listing the teams that have the best chance to the worst chance, it would have been Villanova and Duke in some order, one or two. I don't know who I like better, probably Nova. And then I think 3 and 4 would have been Kentucky and Gonzaga, and they're gone.
Yeah.
So, I feel even better now about saying that it's going to be Duke or Villanova, because now it's getting to like, is Kansas or Michigan going to win the whole thing? It just seems unlikely to me.
409 wants to know, how much do you like Nova Strong?
I mean, I've got two plays tonight. Nova's one of them. I like them.
All right. And I'm a new gambler. What do you mean by hedge? And sometimes it is good to explain some things like that to the people. But basically, if you have a big future bet is when it works best. Although, yeah, and I've done this with horse racing, like with a pick four. Let's say I'll have the first three races I hit with long shots, and I know if I hit the fourth leg, it's going to pay me a substantial amount of money. Not, you know, not just a decent hit, but we're talking, okay, 10,000 or more.
Yeah.
Then I will go back with any horses I don't have in that ticket and make big win bets on them so that I come out with a decent profit. And it's the same thing with this. If you've got a future ticket, then you can bet the team that's playing against them to get your money back or guarantee yourself a profit. And with Florida State, you can do that all the way to the championship, basically. So, and RJ will tell you, you only hedge when it's a life-changing score. I always like putting myself in a position where I can't lose money.
That's where I'm at. Like if I've got a $100 investment and a chance to make $12,000 off of $100, the way I'm looking at it is, if my $100 ends up being
$500,
if it ends up being $8,000,
yeah,
$7,000. I still feel pretty good about that, right?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah. I'm less on that end and more on the if that 100 becomes
$500, $600, $700 to win $200, as opposed to $100 to win. Yeah, so like $500, $600, $700 to win $1,000 versus
right.
$100 to win $12,000. I'll do that every time, even if it's only winning me $300. If I've got myself in a position like that with a ticket like that, then I will do that every time. And it's mainly because I'll make sure that I come out of it. I do this with the hockey futures in the NHL a lot, where I'll take like four teams that are long shots when the playoffs start, and then the deeper they get, you hedge. So I might invest $400 to start with, and in the end win $1,000 because I've cut into my future bet a little bit, but I'll do that. I'll do that every time.
The only downside to it is, ideally, the time when you're hedging is when your team is favored.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that ticket was on Michigan, you would bet Florida State money line, and you'd get, you know, you'd be able right. to get a plus number.
Right.
So as it stands, you're gonna have to risk more than, you know, more than you would like to make money. If you're taking
Michigan. Because you're right now Michigan 4.5 point favorite. I don't have the money line on that, but you're going to have to risk more money on
right.
Michigan.
And you don't want to hedge Michigan -4.5.
No,
you know, because then if Michigan wins by 2.5, you lose everything.
Yeah.
So you've got to play the money line.
713 says when a woman starts describing stupid features they find attractive in a man, like posture, they're either in it for the money or lying through their teeth. Okay. I'm still going to work on my posture. Yeah, because
it's got to be a good move. I mean, worst case scenario.
Worst case is it gets
you laid. I mean, and listen, you ain't way worse looking than Donald Trump, I got to tell you.
I'm not way worse, but I'm also way
you're way poorer.
Yeah.
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 But if your posture is good enough, maybe that can make up for a couple zeros.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach. The Love Street Music Fest coming up Sunday, May 20th, second annual Love Street Music Fest. The lineup's the Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates, and the early bird tickets are officially on sale now for just $20. This year's festival has a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. You can play beer garden or bingo in the beer garden every Monday night at 6 p.m. at Carbach, and every Wednesday night from 6 to 9 they do the Love Street Blues series. No charge to listen to the great live music. Just buy your own brews. Don't forget about the restaurant. It's out of this world. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Get the brewery and dining experience all in one. World-class cuisine paired perfectly with a Carbach brew. They've got all the new ones on the wall right now, the Weekday Warrior, the Blood Orange Rattler, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion, all available, as well as much, much more over there at the Carbach restaurant. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Prime Social, where the poker tournament is still going on. I think they've got two tables left, or three?
Three. It says there are 14 players left. I guess that's two.
Okay. Interesting.
And LZ still hanging.
Yeah.
Hanging around.
I was just watching Amir. He was he looks less miserable now. So Lance always looks like it's a struggle, like anytime he's at the table, even when he's got a huge stack. He always just has this look like he's just working, like he's like the duck, you know, the feet are just going like crazy. And the rest of them sitting there going, So
Barry and Joel were making fun of my facial expressions when I play. They thought that I would, they were like, you're a bad bluffer. I was trying to sell something. And I was like, no, I was
you weren't honestly Hollywooding on that one.
Disappointed that I had to fold my hand. It was like the first good hand I got dealt, and the guy right in front of me goes all in, so I had to throw it away. And I was sincerely disappointed.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, you know, usually, well, I mean, I've seen you Hollywood when we've been in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
But
if I'm Hollywood, I'm not throwing my hand in, though.
No.
Like,
no.
I'll,
No.
I only Hollywood if I'm actually playing. Like this was me saying, "Damn it, I can't play."
Yeah, but I mean, I honestly think, and in that case, you don't want to be making a call with Jax because, especially with a bounty on you, and you know, if it since you can rebuy, if you were just planning to rebuy, that's one thing,
right?
But somebody asked, AJ, do you not like messing with the first half lines on these college games? I know on Sports Map, Jerry Bowe has a bunch of plays up for the weekend, some on NBA, some on colleges, even had a soccer play. He's got some first half plays. So go to Sports Map, check out the article.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I liked it better in the I like those situations better in the conference tournaments. You know, we talked about that with RJ, I think, about how I like to play – I like to play first half against teams who haven't played a game yet. So, like the teams that get byes in the first couple rounds and a team's got a couple games under their belt and has seen the sight lines in the building, I like to fade them in the first half. A lot of my sharp buddies are on West Virginia first half tonight just because, you know, Villanova's not – it's going to be their first time in the building. They're the team that relies on shooting. So they're fading them in the first half, not for the total game, but for the first half.
Yeah,
I just think West Virginia is way better than them. I think they've got too many ball handlers, and I just think that they're going to be a problem for them all game, not just the first half. And West Virginia's got to score somehow too.
Jerry actually had a soccer play today on his gambling guide. Brazil and Russia over 2.5 goals.
He had me worried yesterday because I'd already punched all my tickets and. Then I read his article, and boy, he liked A&M.
Yeah,
and I was like, one of us is going to be pretty wrong on this.
Yeah,
I'm glad it was him. Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's been as hot as you have too. Yeah. So that would have given me some pause. But he had over 2.5 goals. Final: Russia 0, Brazil 3.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not good at math, but I think that's an over.
That's a victor.
Yeah. So. Good job by him. So he's got a bunch of plays for NBA and stuff tonight and tomorrow and colleges. So go check that out. That's on sportsmap.com. A lot of other good stuff on there as well. And if you're a golf fan, we've got Patty Smith did a preview of the Houston Open, no longer the Shell Houston Open.
Yeah.
And Trey's NASCAR preview's on there.
Oh, yes.
And Charlie Palillo. On Jose Altuve. You know, when you read his stuff, it sounds like exactly like he does on the air. It reads the way he talks, I mean, word for word. I guess most people are like that. But, I mean, I can almost just hear his voice when I'm reading his column each week. So, but he gets into the Altuve thing and why it was a good move. So, we're only, a week away from baseball?
Yeah, less than a week. Thursday, next Thursday.
Wow.
See you next Thursday.
That happened fast.
Yeah.
But 713.
I won't go like at Barry and Joel before us. We're like, I'm so excited about baseball. And I'm like, I mean, it's baseball. Yeah. But
opening day is always fun. But then it turns into a long-ass grind. But it's a little different this year. I don't know. I actually – I'm less excited about this season than I should
because
be.
Because now they've won.
They've done it, yeah.
It's over. Because even this year, if they don't win, it's not like a disappointment.
Yeah. Because
they've already won one.
Yeah, and is any one they ever win going to be as much fun as the first one?
No, of course not.
I mean.
Unless they somehow won one that broke the record. I don't know who holds the record for most consecutive World Series. I'm sure it's like the Yankees in the 20s.
Yeah.
If they broke that record somehow. But, I mean, let's be realistic. That's not going to happen.
No.
They won their World Series. They had sucked forever. It was a sad sack franchise. They finally got one. It's awesome.
It is.
Now it's like, how are you going to top that?
Yeah. It's funny because it reminded me of when American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. And you were about, it's going to be boring now because it's been done. And I'm like, no, I'll still be excited about it. I got to tell you, even as a horse guy.
Didn't do it for you, huh?
After that. And plus, I mean, I was a big fan of that horse to begin with and was on him from the beginning, which was fun. Well, I'm not going to get that again. I'm not going to get a horse that I saw run as a 2-year-old and say, holy bleep, this guy's going to do it.
Yeah.
And then he does. So, yeah, I kind of feel that way. And I don't know. If it were football, I'd feel differently. But So,
yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If they win again, it's going to be awesome. But it's not going to be like the end of the world if they don't.
No. 713-780-ESPN is the number. Somebody asked, if the soccer line was 2.5 and the total was 3 goals, isn't that a push? It wasn't the line. The total was 2.5. They scored 3 goals. That is not a push. That is an over.
And even if it was, if the line was 2.5 and it was 3-0, that would not be a push.
When either. There's a half. And
there's no pushes with a half.
Yeah, doesn't happen. So he says, I'll always love going to Astros games, but I was at Game 5 of the World Series and have to say,
I can top it.
Yeah, no Astros game will ever live up to how amazing that was. So, yeah, I get that. I do, especially if you were at that game. And I kind of went through that when I was at the Mike Scott no-hitter game in person when they clinched the division. And for the longest time, I thought, I'm never going to go to a game that's anywhere near as interesting as this one again. I mean, because that one was a no-hitter to clinch the division. And then, of course, they went on and played a great series, postseason series. But I don't know, man. It's not that I'm not excited. I don't want to say that because that's not true. But I'm just kind of,
yeah.
They've been there. They've done that. I'll watch them and pay attention.
There's just no way to top last season.
No. And it was such a cool time for the city. All right, I got to tell you about draft.com. And I mentioned this earlier. I played a little three-person draft hockey last night, and it was really cool. You get it's a snake draft. This is totally unlike daily fantasy elsewhere. And baseball's coming, and obviously that's going to be big. But you can do NHL like I did last night. You can do NBA. And on draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. But they last for just one night. So once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. So last night I had 5 hockey players, I had 3 forwards, a defenseman, and a goalie. And I beat the living crap out of those other two guys. And so I won. And they have 10-person leagues. They have a whole bunch of different leagues you can do. And you get in, you do that draft, and you're in. The best part, you're playing for cold hard cash. You get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. And once baseball starts, I'll set up a couple for the listeners. So if you guys want to jump in with me, we can play. And, man, such an easy site to work with. And if you like daily fantasy and you want to do a twist here, the cool part about this is, like last night in the draft, I got Conor McGregor. Well, if I were playing a regular I'm watching Conor McGregor on the screen, Conor McDavid. But if I'm playing in a daily fantasy draft that's traditional, I wouldn't be able to get – if I had him, somebody else would have him. And when he goes and scores 2 goals, it doesn't do me any good. In this, I'm the only one that has them, and it's so much fun. So join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free. Just use promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter promo code FRED.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. We cover all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including John Granato, Lance Zierlein, who's still over here playing poker, Charlie Polillo, A.J. Hoffman. I'm on there sometimes. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And also get signed up for those emails because we'll be doing the email blast pretty soon as well, which will give you everything that's on there every day, which is awesome. Very proud of that site and how well it's doing. And, guys like Hoffman, guys like Joe Blank really making it happen.
Guys like Patrick Creighton.
Patrick Creighton. Actually, Lance beat Patrick.
What?
Last week. Yeah. I went and checked the weekly score, and Lance Zierlein was number one last week.
There you go. Congrats.
And our girl Holly was the highest video.
All right.
So for the week.
which was tough because we have some good ones, man. And she does a good job. Mindy does a good job. Rachel does a good job. So if you're not checking out those videos, they're really good. And we got a lot more coming. Tim says, as a Royals fan, it was baffling to me that other KC fans were excited for the next season to start. I wanted to bask in the championship offseason for the rest of my life. Yeah, you'd kind of like the league to end, right? Just say, you know what, no more baseball. That's it. It's
right.
Over. Because the Astros have won, so there's no point. I don't know. Maybe I'll get excited watching opening night, and Voldemort was talking about that off air. It's like when they're raising the banner and all that stuff, it'll be exciting. But to me, that's kind of like the parade. You know, it's just another celebration. And, you know, I don't know. I'm actually – last year I was pretty excited for the start of the season because I thought they were good enough to actually win.
I was too.
And about a month in, I mean, I wasn't sure. I still thought that they might be the fourth or fifth best team in the AL, but I thought they had a chance. And then about a month in, you realize, holy bleep, these guys
they're
are really,
really
good this year. And from then on, you just kind of sit back and – wait for it to happen, and it did, and the Verlander trade and all that stuff. It was just such a cool season, and Altuve and the MVP, and and your best friend Alex Bregman emerging, all those things. I have decided I think that's going to be my column for Monday, the most likable Houston athletes and the least likable.
Okay.
Pro sports only, big three only, so I'm not going to be throwing any Houston Dash players in there, mainly because I don't know who they are, except for J.J. Watt's girlfriend.
Okay.
Does Bregman go on the least like list?
I mean, listen.
Did they decide to chop that?
I think so.
So they just got down to 10 and chopped it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's about $1,100 bucks a piece, that ain't bad.
That's a plus. I'll take that.
I think they maybe did like something where the bottom three took $200 off their pile to give to the top three.
Yeah, that's always a good deal too.
Yeah,
good for them. Okay, so I'm just wondering because it's 4:52 right now. If this thing started at 11, we'd be able to finish.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna have to make a pitch for them to start this at 11.
Yeah, I don't think they're changing that for us.
I don't know because that Granato gets off air at 11. They might change it for Granato.
But here's what I'll say: the fact that it got finished at 5 with how many people? 60 people?
Yeah.
I could have done a first hour without you. Like, like Barry or Joel or somebody could have stayed.
Yeah, and maybe
John could have mic'd up. We could have done the first
hour.
Yeah,
and I think that's cool because, I mean, we're out here for a client, right? And
right.
If we last all the way to the end, that's good for the client.
Yeah. And then, like, during the last hour, there was a break. I mean, you could have come up here and
definitely
shot the breeze a little bit.
Yeah, and well, especially if you too. I mean, there are times when you go longer in these things.
Right.
Than I do.
Well, I'm just saying. Either
yeah,
way,
yeah.
We could make it work.
Because you know, I could walk over and say a few things while you're waiting between a hand too. Especially if they're, of course, at this stage where the stack's so big, there's not a lot of time between hands. It's basically somebody's all in or there's a fold. So, I think we may have to do this because. I think next week we're out at Sam Houston Race Park, but I think after that we're supposed to be out here for a bunch of Fridays.
Nice.
Which I'm totally down with.
I'm down.
I mean, gosh. Guys, you want to go do the show at a really cool poker room?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that, you know. God, we have the best job in the world.
Not bad.
It's like, yeah, guys, I want you to do the show out here. Is that cool? Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, why don't you do the show out the racetrack? Is that cool?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Want to go to a bar? Yeah, we'll do that. You want to go to Cowboys and Indians? Yeah. You want to go to Vegas? Yeah. Boy, we really have it good, don't we?
It's not bad.
Yeah, this does not suck at all, I have to say. Oh, no, I don't think they chopped.
Oh, they're still going,
I think they took a break. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure it out.
They couldn't start without Lance.
Okay. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what the what's what.
Yeah, well, it looks like this is the final table, which is right here by us.
But it sounded like they'd made a deal.
No, I thought they had. Just everybody must have left.
Mm.
They took a break and everybody went to pee.
Mm. All right.
Must have been what happened. 713-780-ESPN.
Maybe what I heard was the top three took a couple hundred off of their stack
for the
bottom
three
who aren't going to. which finish in the money.
Yeah, well, and that's always a cool thing to do. I mean, if I'm one of the big stacks in that situation, I always do that. So
8, 9, 10 took 200? Okay.
Okay. Total? Yeah.
200, okay. 200 each?
Yeah. Okay, so they took 600.
Okay, well, yeah. That way at least 8, 9, 10, I mean, most of these guys probably rebought,
yeah,
so they at least get their
even.
Money back.
And,
so.
And that's if you last this long, you ought to get something.
Exactly.
So, hey, guys, do you have a bucket list? AJ, you have a bucket list?
No.
You need a bucket list. You know what should be on your bucket list? The Masters. And I know for a lot of people, that's on their bucket list. And I've done that, and I have to say, you need to put it on your bucket list. If you're a sports fan, Masters is something you need to do. And One Concierge can help you out. It's a company that puts together amazing trips that you and I normally wouldn't have access to, like an ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week. How about this? Chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta, not Atlanta, because that's what I had to do. I'd fly to Atlanta and take that long drive. This goes directly to Augusta. Ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations. And, of course, 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters, where the course is the star. And you've got to see Augusta National. It's one of the most amazing places. And a guy named Tiger's playing this year. So you got a chance to go see him. And here's the other options. Golf at one of their premium courses. Unlimited entry to the best 5-star hospitality club in Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. Plus, any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home. How about a private in-home chef, too? Get some buddies together and go to the Masters with One Concierge. Get them together right now. Check out the website, jets4golfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters. Go to jets4golfers.com and take the trip of a lifetime.
I can sit back and lamp like Capone with drugs, strips on, all the legal luxury life rings flooded.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.